Ethnocentrism is the belief that one's own culture is superior to all other cultures. Members of fast-changing, highly technological societies are shocked to discover that a member of a more traditional society considers his or her culture superior to their own. All human societies are ethnocentric to some degree. The "we are number one" attitude is also common in organizations. Sociologist Theodore Kaploff studied a variety of churches, colleges, and businesses and found that members overestimated their group's prestige 8 times more often than they underestimated it. People are ethnocentric because they learn to enjoy their own culture. As children, they learn to play the games that have been enjoyed and handed down by their parents and older children. As they grow up, they learn to appreciate the food they eat at home through stories and the arts. They develop a sense of beauty and harmony in daily interaction. They learn to become familiar with ways of communicating with and understanding others in their society. Thus, a person acquires a preference for his or her own culture. Ethnocentrism also benefits from formal educational procedures and propaganda that encourage us to be patriotic. When children see the flag and other symbols of their country in a parade, it is easy for them to believe that their country or their way of life is the best in the world. History books used in British schools glorify British soldiers in the war for North American independence, while books used in the United States schools glorify North American participants. Who the bad guys are is determined by whose side you are on. Ethnocentrism can have positive or negative consequences. On the positive side, it creates group loyalty, patriotism, and national identity. On the negative side, it discourages change and promotes prejudice. A group that is convinced it is the best will be slow to adopt new policies or new ideas.